From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused. Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled ROBACK.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS. Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Welcome back to It's Me Tinks. I have returned from the Bay Area. Oh, my heart is so full. Cheesy as that sounds, it was an amazing weekend. I'm not even going to be cryptic. I'm going to just put my dick on the table and say the past month has made me feel so much closer to my college friends and my friends from before. I love them so much. I got to meet my friend Haley's baby for the first time. I haven't seen her since before she got pregnant. And to hold, okay, that's a lie. I didn't hold him. I was too scared. I literally told him, I was like, Will, baby Will, I will be ready to hold you in like 6 months. Guys, I've never held a baby. Sidebar. I'm so afraid. I've never held a baby. I know it's crazy. And I love my friend's baby so much. Like, I was holding his feet and I was holding his hand, and like, he's so cute, but I'm not ready to hold one. I'm too afraid. Haley was like, you are truly fine. Just sit down. And I was like, I can't do it yet. Anyway, to meet the babies that your friends grow in their bodies is a unique and unbelievable experience. And it made me feel so happy, warm. Got to see Dickie, got to see Momo, got to see Natalie and Jack get married. Oh, by the way, the wedding was like a very chic, cool city wedding. It was at a great restaurant, Foreign Cinema. And I have to say, I loved that vibe of wedding. It was new for me. I've always gone to, like, you know, the big weekend away wedding kind of, you know, at a big hotel or whatever. I thought it was very chic. And it was so fun that it was in the city so people could kind of do things in the day. I loved it. I thought it was very cool. I could see myself doing something like that. It was a really short and sweet ceremony, and then just went into a really fun dinner. A lot of my friends from school, and they just are so in love. It's really cute. It's really great to be in the presence of true love. So a very warm weekend. It was crazy weather for San Francisco. Crazy, like beautiful, 72, sunny, like just one of those perfect weekends. I went to all my old spots. I even went to my old house and knocked on the door, and it was so special. The girls who live there are really sweet, and just we were shooting the shit about all the funny stuff that happens in that house. The marina is as beautiful as ever. I loved it. And then, of course, we had the Rich Mom Walk. And I have to say, you guys, the meeting you, like hugging you in person and like hearing your voices was the best thing. Maybe one of my top three moments since I've become a content creator. Maybe the top. Like just hugging you and like hearing you and seeing you come with your roommates. So many of you came with your roommates and your best friends. And even there was some of you who came who had met at a Jack Harlow concert and then bonded over both following me. And then you came to this together. I mean, that I have chills. So many H-bots to watch the boyfriends and husbands patiently wait while you guys met me filled my heart up with joy. Keepers, all of them. And the dogs were unbelievably cute. So it's what's dogs of tinks? Dots? I don't know if that has a ring to it. But anyway, I feel very lucky. And I'm already brainstorming with Sethi how we're going to do more in-person stuff ASAP. It was perfect until I went and had a little peruse in the comments. I took a wade in that murky, murky lake. And there's some people who are insinuating that I made this meetup at the same time as the abortion march. And they're attacking my followers in the comments. They're spreading lies about me. And I've taken a lot of stuff lying down over the past couple of weeks, but the buck stops here. If you are a close follower, you know that my lovely baby Kendall called in on Wednesday and said, look, you're coming to the city. Why don't we do like a little rich mom walk? I said, great. Well, I'm there Friday or Saturday. We decided Saturday because people have work. And I said, let's do it early. You know, I thought, hand to God, I thought 10, 15, maybe 20 girls would come. We would go on a little walk, get a coffee, go on with our day. I had no idea. It was as last minute as it comes. I had no idea that so many women would show up, so many people. And there's no other way to say it other than I would never get in the way of women standing up for their rights for a cause that I'm deeply passionate about and have been consistently. I don't know how much more clearly I can say it. I am pro-choice. I care deeply about women's reproductive rights. I have never voted against them in any way, nor could I. Nor could I. And to twist this and try and make it about me taking away from the women's march is so gross. It's so gross. I've been matching Planned Parenthood donations for 2 weeks. I don't post the receipts because guess what? My opinion is that's cheesy when people do that. When people just post like, oh, look at me. And by the way, if I did post it, the trolls would say, oh, Tinks is just trying to show how much money she raised. I can't win. I can't win, but it's not about me. I don't want any of you who came on Saturday morning to feel badly, okay, for what these trolls are saying, because you shouldn't. And something tells me, in fact, I know that the group of women who came Saturday morning have done more for the advancement of women than these fucking keyboard warriors ever will. There was a doctor who came from her night shift straight to the meetup and hugged me and said, thank you for fundraising for Planned Parenthood. This is really necessary work. Keep going. I've had enough. Okay. I have never voted for Donald Trump. I've never even voted conservatively. Okay. There are two issues that I could never vote against. And you guys know what they are. That is women's reproductive rights and LGBTQ plus rights. That's it. Am I infatuated with the Democratic Party? No. Do I know everything about politics? No. I have two issues that I care about and that I vote on. Okay. Not only two, because I know someone's going to take that and say, oh, Tinks only cares about, you know, those two issues. And that's it. I don't know how much more plainly I can say this. I literally found myself scrolling in my phone thinking, is there any way I took a picture of my ballot? Is there any way? I texted my mom and I was like, did I send you a picture of my ballot? Is there any way we have that? I mean, I don't know what to do. Am I supposed to play whack-a-mole with every single faceless user 79433 who says, I'm a Trumpy, I hate women. Am I supposed to respond to these comments? I don't know. You guys tell me. I need your help. I need your advice.
If you want to bring coziness into your life, you turn to Barefoot Dreams, especially now as the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary. With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket. And while many have attempted to duplicate their blankets, robes, and more, Barefoot Dreams' fabrication and quality cannot be replicated. So don't believe the dupes. So guys, do you remember back in like 2020, I made a viral TikTok about how much I love Barefoot Dreams because I am truly so obsessed with these blankets. I have one in every room of my house, no word of a lie, and also the socks. When I tell you that I cannot sleep if I don't have Barefoot Dreams socks on, that is the truth, okay? For It's Me Tinks listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code TINKS15. Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I've bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with brand new releases and next listen recommendations. There's a story for every listener, from classic favorites to exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors. Okay, so you guys, I listened to The Shards by Bret Easton Ellis on Audible, and it was so scary. Okay, I was freaking out. I would be in my car listening to it, and I literally sometimes would have to pull over because I was so engrossed in the story. It's set in Los Angeles. It is a mystery thriller whodunit, and it is so scary and it's so emotive, and I literally was addicted to it. I couldn't do anything else for like 2 weeks while I was listening to it. Audible members can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. New Audible members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500. That's audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery gets drained so easily. You guys know I am a sensitive Virgo woman, okay? I need that time to rest and relax. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. You guys know that therapy is everything to me. I have it every single week because my therapist helps me learn my boundaries. She is the one who says, whoa, I don't think you should go to that. You are really tired. You're really stressed right now. That is going to drain you. And it's just so helpful to have a trained professional who can help you realize those boundaries. You know, I'm obsessed with boundaries, guys. So give therapy a try because it can be so useful. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tinks. This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral
certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off. Anyway, I had this whole episode planned because there's a very interesting podcast going around doing the rounds. Emma Chamberlain, if you don't know who she is, she's a very successful YouTuber. She's probably about 10 years younger than me. She's about 20, 21, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, she's doing this three-part series about social media and celebrities and how everything is about to change. Highly recommend listening to the first two episodes. I don't think the third one is out yet. The first one is about social media. The second one is about traditional celebrities. And to sum it up in the social media one, Emma basically says everything is saturated. Everybody's an influencer, you know, and it does feel that way, doesn't it? I agree. I agreed with everything she said, honestly. She feels like fame is diluted because everybody has, you know, everybody has some level of fame because of social media. And it's just like you're one or two viral videos away from being an influencer. And she says, therefore, everything feels kind of stale. Everything feels kind of samey. We've watched the same Getting Ready With Me 100 times. We've watched the same, you know, Keep or Return 100 times. We've watched the same, you know, recap of an influencer event. I think she hit the nail on the head. Highly, highly recommend that you go listen to it. I have 2 points that I want to riff on going off of that. Because I feel things are stale and it's kind of reaching a boiling point. So the first thing that I want to talk about is the influencer life cycle. And the second is a point that I've thought of for my own personal content, my work. It's going to be kind of my antidote from becoming stale, from becoming samey. I'm interested to hear what you guys think about it. And it's also fun, right? Because I'm going to tell you my strategy in real time. It's not a secret. No gatekeeping girl boss here. I'm going to tell you. Okay, so the influencer cycle is getting faster and faster. So this is just, again, riffing on Emma's point. So here's something that I've been ruminating on for a while now about how fast new influencers are coming up and how immediate it is and how often little substance there is. So let's begin. Baby influencer is born, has a couple videos that go well, starting to gain followers, and they are that word that everybody loves, relatable. The number one word that people get horny for these days, okay? You know, and people love them. Why? Because people feel like they're one of us. They're in their house. They're in their, you know, in their sweatpants. They're just like us, but they're a little bit funnier. They're just like us, but they had a really good idea for a video today. But they're relatable. They're one of us. Okay. Then start to pick up traction. Maybe they go to their first event. And when they go to their first event, maybe they get glam for the first time. Big fucking deal. All the followers behind them. Yes, go. Yes, you look amazing. Oh my God, you look so good with your glam on. And the influencer's like, this is crazy. Like, I've never done this before. This is wild. And everyone's like, yeah, they're one of us still. They are one of us. And they just have glam. And they're telling me how it feels to get glam for the first time. They're telling me what it's like to go to the red carpet for the first time. All good in the hood. Okay. So then they start to go to more and more events, and you start to see them with the other influencers in their class. And I mean like their school class, that's the way I'm using that word, because it feels like there's literally classes of influencers. You know, they come up at the same time, they graduate at the same time. And so then you start to see that crossover. And in the beginning, it's like, oh my God, a crossover episode, this creator that I love and that creator that I love are at this event together. But herein lies the samey. This is where the sameness comes in, right? Where Emma talks a lot about, you know, oh, I feel like every video is the same. This is why I think everything is the same, because then all the influencers go to the same event. And so then all of a sudden, all their followers are seeing like 8 recaps from the same event. They're also seeing 8 unboxings of the same PR packages, okay? And again, in the beginning, I'll use myself as an example. When I got my first Kardashian PR box, I made like 10 videos about it. Like, it was amazing. All my followers were so happy for me, you know, but then all the followers start to see all these influencers get the same stuff. Samey. Same, same, same. Okay. And then come the brand deals. And this is where it gets really sticky. Okay. This is where it gets really sticky. There was an video on TikTok going around this week that was saying, you know, influencers just sell out and they have these brand deals and nobody like listens to their brand deals anymore because everyone thinks it's fake. And a very, very successful fashion influencer commented and was like, how do you expect us to make a living then? Because every way that influencers make money annoys people, which I agree with, but that's a different episode. And it's like, I think influencers, at least some of them, go into it trying to do brand deals that make sense. I did. Remember what a big shtick I made of it in the beginning? I was like, well, my manager, like, we're never going to do a brand deal with a product that we don't love and that I haven't talked about before. I wish I never did fucking say that, because, it, you know, it's equally difficult. And we didn't. I still haven't. I wish I had, because it's like, you know, people have the same shit to say about it. But again, that's going to be, I hear the cries about how influencers make money episode, and it is coming with this honesty veil I have on. So just gird your loins for that. Okay, so then the brand deals come. And in the beginning, the followers for the baby influencer are like, I'm happy for you. Like, you, wow, that's exciting. Your first brand deal. And then the tides start to turn, right? Because then the you've changed comments come. You've changed. You know, maybe the influencer is getting a little bit too much PR. They're getting glam a little bit too much. Maybe they're getting a lot of brand deals. Maybe they're buying themselves a new car, you know, some nice stuff. And then even if they haven't changed, like, their personality, because guys, it's quite difficult to change your personality. I don't know if you know that, but like, how many people's actual fundamental core personalities change? It's a slow process and it's more difficult than you might imagine. But the trappings are all different now. You know, again, take me. I got a house. Fucking target on my back when I got a house. Anyway, that's a talk for another time. And so their this baby influencer's circumstances have changed. And then here's where I think it starts to get really interesting. Stay with me for a second. In this episode, Emma keeps referencing how everything feels the same and just stale. I think at this point in the influencer's life, they start to walk on eggshells because their circumstances have changed. They have like this new life now. And they're treading lightly because all the comments are like, you've changed, you're not the same, you're not relatable anymore. And so this is where they start to have like no opinions. This is where they start to just make the same getting ready with me. This is where they start to just do like recycle their content and be very neutral, because it's like they don't want to pop the balloon and they don't want to draw attention to the fact that they have this new life, but they're fucking terrified to make any original content or go outside the box. Because why? Because it's going to jeopardize brand deals, because it's going to further alienate their audience, and because they don't want it to all go away. And this is why we have so much repetition. I think everyone gets stuck at that point. So this brings me to my second point. And I'm going to, again, directly say my strategy. Feel free to copy it, anybody else. This is how I'm going to combat the staleness. I'm going to bring back opinions. Real, real opinions. I'm going to rage against this sameness. Because it is samey. It is stale. especially on this podcast, I'm going to work very hard to clearly and frequently articulate my opinions. I think I maybe have been shying away from them a little bit. I'm going to give you an example. And by the way, not necessarily because I'm afraid of angering anyone, but maybe, I don't know. I think you just get so worn down when you're an internet public figure. Anyway, here's my example. Last week I watched The Batman. Okay. Hated it. Hated it. I could have done an entire episode about why I thought it was a bad movie. But when you guys asked me in AMA, I was like, I just made some sarcastic, like vague comment. Because I didn't feel like the influx of DMs of like, you didn't understand, you know, whatever, whatever. And that's interesting for two reasons. So first of all, we all need to remember that it is okay to have differing opinions. Even if you guys love me and follow me and like love everything that I do, but you love that movie and I say I hate that movie, that's okay. That's okay. In your friends, in your friend group, you have differing opinions. You know that this friend hates this restaurant. You know that that friend, you know, likes to go out late and another friend doesn't. You have differing opinions. But somehow with the online world, we all think everything that I think needs to be aligned with this person. Otherwise, it's not viable. And by the way, art, music, movies, books, they're created to have an emotional reaction to. And it makes sense that we would all have a different emotional reaction to it. I just think we're in an age of taking things unprecedentedly. Is that a word? Personally. It's everything is so personal. Like if I think it's because everybody has their personal brand. So it's like if I like something, it's part of my brand. So if you don't like something, that's an attack on me. And we gotta halt this in its tracks right now. Okay. So hold me to it, guys. I'm gonna hold myself to it. You know, I was talking to you guys on Saturday morning and you said like the past week, the podcast, a bunch of you mentioned it. You were like, you're dialed in, like something changed. Something did change. Okay. And for the better. And I'm excited to go forward. The internet is weird because it makes us feel connections to people that we've never met very strongly, which is great. But it also makes us feel like everything about someone has to align with what we believe, which simply isn't true. Opinion is not instruction. That's the other thing. I don't know if you guys are joking me or like, I don't know if somehow you organize this, but every single Ask Me Anything on Instagram, you guys ask me, what are your thoughts on Cartier Love bracelets? Every single time. It's not the same person. So maybe you guys have a private joke about it, like trying to make fun of me or something. I don't know. I don't like them. It's not my style. I would never spend money on that. I've said it 400 different ways. I don't, you know. And then when I get back in the comments, it's like, why? Explain. Why don't you like them? Because I don't like them. It's my fucking opinion. And that's okay. It's a beautiful thing. Opinion is not instruction. Just because I say I don't like something, again, doesn't mean that you have to adopt that belief. And then the second thing is, this is my mantra of this very interesting episode, strong opinions loosely held. If I learn new information that's better, bring it on. I change my mind all the fucking time. I didn't sign any contracts about opinion. And I don't know why people are afraid to say, oh yeah, I changed my mind. It's not going to make you look flaky. I think it's really cool when someone is like, hey, yeah, I learned something new. So I actually am completely different on that now. That's okay too. A new dawn, a new era. I just want to end again on saying that to the people that I met on Saturday morning, I love you. And it was wonderful. I loved each and every one of you. I loved hugging you and meeting you and talking to you and hearing you. It was wonderful. And I'm not going to let anybody take that away from us. I will see you guys for the live show on Wednesday. Call in. And don't forget the diamond emoji if there's anything you want to hear more of.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Next, gonna give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.